I greet you in the name of Jesus Christ, and this month has been an amazing month as we have talked about open door design. Today, I want to share about deployed for greatness. The Lord did not design us just to be displayed on the shelf. The Lord designed us to be deployed for greatness. The Bible says this in the book of Proverbs 24, verse 3 and 4. It says, by wisdom a house is built, by understanding it is established, by knowledge its rooms are filled with precious treasures. Today, as we talk about deployed for greatness, I want to pick the life of Joshua. Three things in the life of Joshua. Number one, he was positioned on the word of God. Secondly, he was propelled to prosper. And thirdly, he was purposed for glory. And the life of Joshua really tells us about being designed for greatness and being deployed out there, because we are not supposed to stay in the house. We are supposed to let our light shine in the world. And number one, Joshua stayed on the word of God. He was positioned in the word. The Bible says this in Joshua chapter 1 verse 8, this book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth. You shall meditate on it day and night, that you may be careful to do according to all that is written in it. For then you shall make your way prosperous and you shall have good success. For us to be deployed for greatness, this design has to be positioned in the Word. The Word of God is so key. The Word of God is inspired to teach us, to correct us, to inspire us, to take us to the next level. And Joshua, who was designed to take the children of Israel into the promised land, indeed was deployed for greatness. And I believe that this week, even as we finish this month talking about open design, that God is deploying you for greatness. And therefore, be positioned in the Word of God. But secondly, you have been propelled to prosper. God wants you to prosper. God wants you to go to amazing levels. And God wants to take you from one degree of glory to another. You see, Joshua came to Jericho, and that place was shut. Nobody could go in, nobody could go out. But in Joshua 6 verse 2, God said, I have given you Jericho, the city. I have given you the king, and I've given you the mighty man. In other words, God was telling Joshua, regardless of this opposition, I have propelled you to prosper. You're going to take the city. And I want to say to you, wherever you are today, that God has designed you to take the city. God is propelling you to prosper. And indeed, as you finish this month and enter to the next one, you have been designed, deployed for greatness. You have been propelled to prosper. So go for it in Jesus' name. But thirdly, you have been purposed for glory. You know, in the life of Joshua, at the end of his season, he said this in Joshua 24 verse 15. He says, if you want to serve other gods, go ahead. But then he said something that was very precious. He said, as for me and my house, we shall serve the Lord. In other words, Joshua found his purpose. And his purpose was to serve God and to give God glory. And I want to say this as we have gone through this month, talking about God's design, that indeed, you're going to decide and purpose yourself that regardless of who does what and who says what, as for me and my house, we shall serve the Lord. May this be your portion. And so I want to remind us one more time that in this week we are entering into, we have been deployed for greatness. In other words, be positioned in the Word of God, be propelled to prosper, and be purpose to glorify God. And may this be your portion. And may God do you good, even as we enter into another season. And may the blessings of the Lord indeed take you to greater heights. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.